Every year, thousands of American women between the ages of 18 and 30 donate their eggs to help infertile couples have children. Advertisements in college newspapers promise thousands of dollars to women willing to undergo the procedure. But what may seem like an easy way to make money can have legal and ethical ramifications for the donor's future. Lisa Glazer reports.
In between the ads for credit cards and Sunsplash vacations is a slightly different notice in a recent issue of the Barnard College student newspaper.
Seeking egg donors for infertile Caucasian married physician to start family. Generous pay. If caring, call Sabrina.
Sound tempting? It does to a small but growing number of young women. According to the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, the use of donor eggs tripled between 1989 and 1994, and in 1994, about 3,000 young women donated their eggs. Now, new and higher prices may entice even more women to the process. While some ads for egg donation make it sound straightforward, it actually takes a lot of time, involves medical risks, and raises legal and ethical questions that resonate far into these women's futures. But some still proceed. Sarah North did it last winter. The tall, blonde, 21-year-old student at New York University comes from a lower-middle-class family and is putting herself through college. She initially responded to an ad in her school newspaper from a woman seeking a donor for $5,000. She met the woman at a bar for an hour and wasn't chosen. She thinks because of her height, which is 5'11". But this gave her a connection to a fertility clinic that offered to pay her for the effort involved in a so-called donation of eggs, this time on an anonymous basis.
I'd say my main motivation was the money. It didn't seem like too much to do for $2,500.
Another donor is a 23-year-old who is a recent graduate of an Ivy League college. She didn't want to be identified, so we'll call her Anne. Anne is ambitious, intellectually curious, and fascinated by medicine. Money was not at all her motivation.
I didn't know until 2 weeks into talking to people that there was a financial reward, and I took the $2,500 that I got and invested in a mutual fund. So it wasn't the money, although the money's nice. I guess it was that I can do it. I'm healthy, I'm young, I'm not afraid of it. And I guess I have something to offer that someone else really needs and wants a lot.
An undergraduate psychology student who has been a donor twice has different reasons. Megan is not her real name. Like Sarah and Anne, Megan gave her eggs on an anonymous basis, which means she doesn't know who received them and whether a child was conceived, and the recipients know some facts about her background, but not her name. Megan is 30, involved in a serious relationship, interested in yoga and spirituality. Although she is childless, her sister has 5 kids, and most of her friends are now starting families.
I don't ever plan on having children. Like, I love kids, and I probably will be working with children, but I think that for myself, there are already enough children in the world. But I don't object to people who do want to have their own children. So it seemed to me a good trade-off. I have the eggs and don't intend to use them, and there are people who need them and can't have them.
The young women who decide to become egg donors are a unique bunch. None of the 3 who were interviewed knew anyone else who had undergone the procedure. Besides college students, donors also include actresses, young professionals, and others. Some, like Sarah North, have siblings who are adopted, while others have relatives who are infertile. All undergo a major commitment. From start to finish, egg donation can take as long as 2 months. It usually involves answering questionnaires, having numerous medical exams, and undergoing genetic testing and psychological counseling. One questionnaire, for example, asks about ethnic background, body type, acne history, religion, musical talents, and sexual history. The testing is meant to screen out women who carry genes for life-threatening diseases as well as those who are emotionally ambivalent about being a donor. Those who are deemed acceptable are given fertility drugs on a daily basis to stimulate their egg production. After about 2 weeks, the donor is sedated, usually with a local anesthetic, and a doctor inserts a probe with a needle attached through the wall of the vagina. This draws fluid from the ovary follicles, and this fluid contains the eggs. The process isn't meant to hurt, but Sarah North thinks she wasn't given enough anesthetic.
I just remember waking up crying, screaming. Like, that's how painful it was. It was like they were, you know, they had like needles and things like up inside me, and I could feel them, and it was very painful.
The medical risks from egg donation are estimated at about 1%, and none of the other donors interviewed experienced significant pain. Potential complications, however, include infection, which could cause fertility problems later on, as well as hyperstimulation and twisting of the ovaries. Questions have also been raised about a potential link between the use of fertility drugs and ovarian cancer. Besides the medical risks, there can be emotional uncertainties. Sarah North says she has no regrets, but her mother feels differently.
My mom's reaction was overwhelmingly negative one. She didn't like the idea of her having a grandchild out there somewhere that she didn't know. She's very family oriented, and she sort of felt like I was letting part of the family out or something. But I tried to explain to her that this wasn't my child. It was my genetic matter, sort of. But it wasn't my child. I wasn't carrying it. I wasn't delivering it. I wasn't giving it away. It wasn't like an adoption or something. It was going to be somebody else's child.
Still, some questions linger, especially since it's been almost 9 months since Sarah North donated eggs.
I wish I knew if it had worked. I wish I knew if there was a child that was going to be born in April. When I see children sometimes, I think about whether or not if and when this child is born, if it'll be taken care of well, if who the parents are, because I never knew anything about them, if they have a good life and they're happy, and this child that's half me biologically is living a good life.
These musings could lead to complications. Egg donation raises tough questions about what constitutes motherhood. Donating an egg? Carrying a child? Or raising a child? If Sarah North starts to have second thoughts later on, she could go to court to assert her rights as a mother if she's able to determine that a child was born with her egg. Only 5 states have laws that say egg donors give up their parental rights, and New York isn't one of them. Lori Andrews, an expert in fertility issues at the Chicago-Kent College of Law, explains.
We are in a legal vacuum with respect to egg donation. I think we need to see much more specific legislation on it so that all the parties are assured of their rights, and particularly so that the child is not in a legal limbo with uncertainty about which home that child will go to.
The experiences of sperm donors may offer some clues to the future. Claiming parental rights remains extremely rare, but at least 2 men have done this successfully through the court system, Andrews says. Others have tried to make contact with the children born from their sperm, and some children born from donated sperm have started seeking out their biological fathers. Barbara Katz Rothman, a sociologist at the City University of New York, says this emerging trend is likely to be repeated for egg donors, especially as increasing importance is placed on genetic history.
I think you're going to find that the children of donors are going to want to know who the donor was, and that the women who made the donations are going to want to know what happened.
Despite these reservations and the growing ethical debate about the sale of women's eggs, egg donation is on the rise. The medical profession has mostly been left to regulate itself, and market forces are pushing the prices for donor eggs upward. This may sound unsavory, but for couples who receive donor eggs and successfully conceive children, the free market makes it possible for them to transform their lives. Kathy Bacon Greenberg, a 49-year-old psychologist, didn't meet her husband until she was way beyond her prime childbearing years. After some other fertility attempts failed, she decided to try egg donation.
I was very lucky that it worked the first time. And I just got a call from the nurse, and she said, you know, your levels are very high. You're pregnant. And in my case, she said, they look very high. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you have more than one baby. And as it turned out, I have twins. So it was really, I mean, it sort of chokes me up just remembering the day. It was just unbelievable.
The twins are now 18 months old. Their parents plan to tell them what they know about the egg donor, a physics student whose family is from Sweden, when they get older. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Glazer in New York.